Yes, yes, Lord God.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Welcome
back in the first service.
Together
with the worship and praise.
We thank
God who has led us.
Who
greet once again your brethren.
And
tell them we welcome you in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven.
And you
tell them never to forget that word.
We will come in
the Jerusalem of heaven that day.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all
in
the name of the Lord Jesus.
We are
in the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
God sent us to create and bless that
generation.
And we work together with Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
To
create a generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And
these
people will escape the destruction which has been moving on.
Hosea
4:6 he says, these people are destroyed for lacking
knowledge.
Now when it's in Proverbs it says
that
without revelation his people are destroyed.
Now
the new generation moves on to bring that word, the full knowledge and the glory of God,
that
we can save many of our brethren. God revealed it to us in the journey of heaven. And he was able to reveal to us schemes of the devil,
unto
God and to his church.
These
are schemes which can hinder you get back to your home in heaven.
After
you've realized of your enemy,
the
way to fight him is quickened. Praise Jesus so much.
We
still move on to see the schemes of the devil, unto God and to his church. And just as we told you, at the same time we wind up seeing the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness, and the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And at the same time we are introducing the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches. Now as we wind up to see the fourth beast, these four beasts we see in Daniel
7,
those which mean the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, in the four versions. We ended up yesterday saying the beast with two horns, which appear like of the Lamb of God, or the two evil spirits, the two spirits which appear like the spirits of God, where we saw the spirit of the counsel which is deceptive, which involves the prophecies of the devils.
We
saw the spirit of the power which is not good.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now at the same time, we want to ask ourselves another question.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Will
get explained of this word.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Why is this beast having 10 horns?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It
is the question we are going to look onto.
As
we put that the other two made them appear like of the Lamb of God. Why this beast has a total of 10 horns? And in bracket put a word saying that the kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of the beast, the spirit of the devil, made of the spirits of the fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The question is, which we first heard, the beast having 10 horns? In bracket, we put a word that the kingdom of the devil, Kingdom of the beast,
the
spirit of the devil,
gukolebwa emiyo gya bamalayika abaagwe
egiwerako. Made of a couple of spirits of fallen angels.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nsubira gundi ogiwandiise bulungi.
I expect you've written that heading well.
Omanyi waliwo ebintu bingi.
You know there are many things.
Bye muzize muwulira.
You come hearing.
Mu madini.
In the religions.
Ne mu nzikiriza.
And in the beliefs.
Ne mu bulokozi bw'obulimba bwe twasabye.
Even in the false fake salvation we started all.
Nga muwulira nti omwoyo gw'enseko.
And you heard things like the spirit of laughter.
Naye nga ku miyomusango egya Katonda ogw'enseko tegukola ki?
The seven spirits of God, the spirit of laughter is not there.
Waliyo n'abalina omwoyo gw'essanyu.
There are others who have the spirit of joy.
Kibwe kiri.
Is it not that?
Mwabeeranga n'emyoyo mingi.
You had many spirits out there.
Omwoyo gw'okwagala.
The spirit of love.
Ani ajjukirako emirala?
Who remembers other spirits?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Emyoyo mingi era abantu baasabanga omwoyo gw'ebyenfuna.
People ask for the financial anointing, those spirits.
Abantu baabeeranga n'emyoyo mingi.
People had many spirits out there.
Era ne kati abamu bakyagirira.
Even up now many still have them.
Baguyita omwoyo gw'ebyenfuna oba
amafuta. The financial anointing or the financial spirit.
Omwoyo gwa deliverance. Oba amafuta ga deliverance.
Anointing of deliverance or spirit of deliverance.
Naye kye tugenda okuba nga tulaba.
What we are going to be seeing.
Obwakabaka bwa Satani.
The kingdom of the devil.
Obwo omwoyo gwa Satani.
The spirit of the devil.
Ogulabika ng'ensolo.
Which appears like a beast.
Lwaki gulina amayembe
kumi. Why is it having 10 horns?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Olw'okubanga tugenda tutegeera nti gy'emyoyo gy'abamalayika abaagwata
abako
era balina gurupusi
zaabwe
era basobola okuvaamu emyoyo egiwerera
ddala
egigwa ku bantu ab'enjawulo nga
bagiyise
naddala ng'oyise omwoyo gw'enseko muyinza okusekanga emisambwa.
You can laugh like demonic spirits.
Nga mufunye omwoyo gw'enseko.
That you've gotten the spirit of laughter.
Mukusooka.
First and foremost.
Kwagala osooka okutegeeza.
I want to first tell you.
Nti mu mwoyo wa Katonda.
That in the spirit of God.
Era amafuta ga Katonda.
On the anointing of God.
Agava ku miyomusango gya Katonda.
That which comes from the seven spirits of God.
Ejemyoyo tegiriimu.
No, spirits are not inclusive, are not there.
Waliyo alina omwoyo gw'ebigwo.
Another with the spirit which makes them fall down.
It's
the anointing which beats them down.
Waji?
Are we together?
Did
you hear those different spirits or anointings out
there? Financial
anointing or spirit when he arrives.
You will
understand.
You know,
the things of the fallen angels.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Let's
first give you a warning. That the spirit of the Lord,
his
fullness is made up of seven spirits.
But
on that there is no spirit of laughter or the anointing of love or the financial anointing of spirits. That this is of harvest.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
when we begin this of speaking of the Holy Spirit,
we are
told in Revelation 4 verse 5, we are told like this.
Revelation
4
from verse
5. Netabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Katonda alina emyoyo gy'emusanvu.
God has his seven spirits.
Egikola obujjuvu bw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Which make up the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Wabula.
But.
Ate gy'egivaako amafuta era.
From them is where the anointing comes from.
Akati gwe muganda wange.
Now you're my brother.
Oba ofuna omwoyo ogw'amafuta ge.
If you get the spirit of anointing of laughter, be very careful.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. For the spirit of the devil, which appears in the form of a beast, the kingdom of the devil,
it is
made up of the 10 major fallen angels. There are groups of 10 fallen major angels, those called the 10 horns.
Era nga basobola okufuuka ebintu byonna.
And they can become all things.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kakati gwe.
Now you.
I want you to
look keenly at the seven spirits of God. And in them look out for the spirit of laughter. They cried for people to get a spirit of tear and crying.
And
the pastor is there crying, is God with the anointing to do that?
Yes, we have a good
praise, Jesus.
So, God
have shown us the lampstand. Seven spirits of God. When you look in things first
month,
Moses was shown this lampstand.
But
initially, didn't explain him what it meant.
Like
we first read in Exodus 25, verse 31 and 32. God tells us this. Exodus 25 from verse
31. Yacho, nomukonda gwacho, ebikompe byacho, n'emitwe gyacho, n'ebimuli byacho.
You see
of the lampstand there, and you see how it was made. Exodus 25 verse
32.
You would reach on that lampstand. Three branches on each side.
In
the total, you'll get the seven spirits of God, which appear in the form of the lampstand.
We'll
show you the fullness of the Spirit of God.
Gotten
the names of those spirits.
We
want you to go look out for us, the spirit of laughter. And ask yourself, those things which are in those beliefs and the salvation which is deceptive, and they give you the spirit of laughter.
There
is even the spirit of just getting joyful. You are joyful. You've got the spirit for that.
Now,
the spirit of God has never made us foolish things and mad things.
Bible
says God is good and His Spirit is good.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Let's
see the names of these seven spirits. We try to bring you the distinction.
And
if you see the spirit of the devil, the kingdom of the devil, that which appears in the form of a beast, you're going to see
major
evil spirits and their ten.
It means
they can call you all spirits which you want. Let's just finish the seven spirits. Their names, how are they? Isaiah 11 from verse 1.
The
Spirit of God in the midst of the lampstand.
Omoyo gwa magezi.
Tubera ko nomoyo wa magezi.
We have the spirit of wisdom.
Omoyo gwo kutegera.
Tubera ko nomoyo gwo kutegera.
We have the spirit of understanding.
Omoyo gwo kutesa.
Tubera ko nomoyo gwo kutesa.
We have the spirit of counsel.
Omoyo gwa amani.
Tuina ko omoyo wa amani ga Katonda.
Of the power of God.
Omoyo gwo kutya Mukama.
Omoyo gwo kumanya.
We have the spirit of knowledge. And the spirit of fear of God. Have you had in this the spirit of laughter?
Or
the anointing of spirit of joy?
It makes
you laugh. The spirit, the financial anointing of business. The anointing of deliverance of spirit. Have you had it? The anointing and the spirit. These words don't differ, it's the same thing. We can call it the anointing of the spirit of wisdom. It's the same thing. For the sign of the spirit, it was the anointing. But the question is,
Bible iwebe yogera ku magezi egamba magezi buki magezi bulamu.
When Bible speaks of wisdom, says wisdom is life.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
Ate obugagga obusinga bwe bwokumanya.
And the greatest treasure is the one of knowledge.
Bwe bugagga kati amafuta g'obugagga.
Financial anointing or spirit.
Bino wana ebintu ebyo gye mwabijja.
Those things where you got them from.
Ugenda kula kuba malaika bane 10
abaagwa. You're going to see of these 10 major fallen angels.
Waliwo ali mafuta g'obusubuzi.
There is the anointing of business. Mature is in charge of that.
Bali 10
there are 10 major fallen angels.
Bakugaba bakyankalanya zi planet ne bazigabana.
But they claimed planets and they shared them amongst themselves.
Kakati kwe kubiyoji na umusangu ija katona.
Now on these seven spirits of God.
Simani obo uwebi mfuna gogura.
I don't know whether I've seen the financial spirit among these.
Ya gamba chile chumbu chumbu.
He says it's one thing.
Ukusina mbata yesule yomukaga.
According to Matthew 6.
Urinyo ruasa kumuwa urumba kasatu musa.
Verse 31 to 33.
So kutuno nyo waka 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 katona.
Let's forsake the kingdom of God.
No vuduki.
And its righteousness.
Yavisigada javitu ongera.
And the rest he will hurt them to us. But we go to understand it in Matthew 12:28 that the kingdom of God is still the Holy Spirit.
For
if you cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has already come to us. Now here the kingdom has already arrived. The Spirit of God, you already have him. He already has to give you all that you need. He doesn't need to divide himself the financial spirit. The spirit of laughter.
He
is the spirit of God. Where he is, there is liberty. You
are
supposed to get liberty. You
don't
need the spirit of laughter. The spirit of joy.
You
laugh like someone of
eternity.
For the spirit of joy is with you. The spirit of peace.
But
this one they say, get the spirit of laughter.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Omoyo mutukuvu meyo yo musango.
Holy Spirit the seven spirits.
Era naye bwato bwa kurukuta.
Till he flows like that.
Nga mafuta gama kwa moyo wa magezi.
Like the anointing of spirit of wisdom.
Mafuta kwa moyo wa kutenda.
The anointing of spirit of understanding.
Kusinda byatu gama Zakaria sura yoko.
According to what he tells us in Zechariah 4.
Zakaria esura ya 10 unyosoka.
Zechariah 4 from verse 1.
Malaika yali ayogera na enakomawo. Nanzu kusanga omuntu wazo kusibwa mutulotwe. Nangamba nti olabye eki nenjogera nti ntunudde era laba ekikondo ky'ettabaaza kya zaabu kyonna n'ekibya kyakyo nga kiri waggulu ku kyo n'ettabaaza zaakyo omusanvu ettabaaza eziri waggulu waakyo buli ttabaaza ng'eriko emimiro musanvu n'emizeyituuni ebiri ku mabbali eruyi n'eruyi ogumu ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekibya ogumu ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono. Nenziramu ne ngamba malaika yali ayogera nange. Nenjogera nti ebyo biki mukama wange.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Zakaria alaba ebikondo musanvu
by'ettabaaza. Zakaria sees seven lampstands.
Tujja kubira bako mu Yerusalemu zibeera musanvu.
We shall see in Jerusalem they appear seven of them.
He alaba yemu.
I did see one, he saw seven of them.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ngabu wogira beri nene.
As you see the big one there,
there is yo musanvu eziriko
seven
green yo
which have green numbered green seven lampstands.
Na yagamba bwati,
but he says like this.
Emizaitu ni jira ba jari je mana bwa mafutanga bwe jiwa mbikondo bino.
That they were pouring oil within these lampstands.
Atusome.
Zakaria esule yo 10 olunyiri olwokusatu. N'emizaitu ni ebiri ku mabbali eruyi n'eruyi. Ogumu ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekibya, ogumu ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono. Nenziramu ne ngamba malayika era ayogera nange nti, ebyo biki mukama wange? Malayika era ayogera nange n'addamu n'angamba nti, tomanyi ebyo bwe biri. Nenjogera nti nedda mukama wange. N'addamu n'angamba nti kino, kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbaberi, nga kyogera nti si lwa maanyi so si lwa buyinza. Neva moyo gwange bayogera mukama weje.
Amen. Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yarabe ekikondo kyettaala kye.
So this lampstand.
Yarara banengeri je kyemaramu amafuta.
How it poured anointing out of itself.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Hey, yamutegeza ono moyo wange bwati bwabeera.
Told him this is my spirit, that is how he appears.
Mumeyoje musavu.
In his seven spirits.
Era mwakurukutira amafuta ke.
He flows his anointing through that. In the spirit of wisdom, it flows in you the anointing of the spirit of wisdom. In the spirit of understanding, it flows in you the anointing of the spirit of understanding. Spirit of the counsel of God.
Moves
on, flow the anointing of the spirit of the counsel. The spirit of the season and time. The spirit of prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then,
the spirit of power. There flows the anointing of the spirit of power.
Then we know moyo wako manya katonda.
We have the spirit of the knowledge of God. The anointing of the knowledge of God.
Then
and the spirit of the fear of God.
Flow
through the anointing of the spirit of fear of God.
To
hate evil or to help many get from evil.
Then
and the spirit of the Lord. Say you're being filled with the spirit of God in the fullness. You've been filled with the anointing of the spirit of God. Honor much God the Father and the Son. Now the other anointing. I don't know where you got it from. Except from the other 10 major fallen angels, the horns. The 10 horns upon the beasts. The kingdom of the devil. The spirit of the devil. The 10 major fallen angels in their groups.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where those spirits come from. Let's move on to Zachariah.
Zakaria esule yokuna olunyiro lomusanvu.
Zakaria 4 from verse 7.
Olusozi luno gweweita ki mu maso ga Zerubbabeli olubera lusenyi era alireeta ejjinja lya waggulu ne balirangirira nti liwewe ekisa liwewe ekisa. Nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijja gye ndi nga kyogera nti emikono gya Zerubbabeli girasizza ennyumba eyo. Era n'emikono gye girigimala. Era olitegeera nti Mukama w'eggye ye yantumye gye muli. Kubanga y'ani anyumye olunaku olw'ebitono. Kubanga balisanyuka era baliraba ejjinja erigera mu ngalo za Zerubbabeli. Bano obuwanvu ge maaso ga Mukama baddukana mu nsi zonna. Bano omusanvu ge maaso ga Mukama. Gaddukana mu nsi zonna.
Agaddukana mu nsi zonna.
Agaddukana mu nsi yonna.
N'agamba.
He said.
Etabaazi omusanvu ze wala.
The seven lampstands you saw.
Ge maaso ga Mukama.
They are the eyes of God.
Era nga gyemyoyo gya Katonda omusanvu.
They are the seven spirits of God.
Gyatuma mu nsi yonna.
Which sends in the entire world.
Kati Katonda.
Now God.
Ku maaso gano w'emyoyo gino omusanvu.
On these eyes of the seven spirits.
Tatumangako.
Is never sent the eyes of laughter or the spirit of laughter. Where you laughed as if you had been gotten mad. And you're made to appear like animals. And you laugh yourself what your destiny is even to get out.
Others
even took off their clothing, they are laughing of joy. That the spirit of laughter has fallen on them. From the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits God sends in their world. There is no spirit of laughter. Is there the financial spirit? And after the Holy Spirit has come, we can give us things we need. In the little time you're going to get explained, those many spirits they tell us where they come from. The spirit of love. It's of love, and when it falls on you, you feel you are in love. These 10 gods of the Romans, the 10 major fallen angels, is the one who is majorly in things of love. We are going to repeat them again. And you see where those things came from.
And truly
the church of the salvation existing is the rightful or it's the fake one. They think of the Romans. He went to confess salvation in 1906. The salvation which rose up in America. It is not the rightful one.
Roman Empire, yonyini, Roman Catholic,
the Roman Empire itself, Roman Catholic, put it in place. In there, there are the spirits of the Romans themselves. The spirit of love is this one of chaos. This early spirit. When this order, people fall down, break the chairs. The problem already came long time. We need God in this time.
We do that damu kamina ni
kito moyo mtu mwingine wa dalo down call the real Holy Spirit.
E kanisa yeri uzi chintu chiri oke
judge things are well.
Kato yongiri mu Zakaria.
Let's move on in Zakaria.
Uliokora ba amafuta gonga gari mu mioyo na umusamba gogo akatona
anointing the seven spirits of God.
Zakaria sura yo kunonyirwa 11.
Zakaria 4.
Nenziramu nenziramu ne mugamba nti emizeti jino ebiri chechi kumukono ogwa ddyo ogwe chikondo chetabaza ne kumukono gwacho ogwa kono nenziramu mulundi ogwo kubiri ne mugamba nti amatabi ganabiri machi agemizeituni agali kumabbali gemimwa ebiri ejazaabu agemalamu gokka amafuta agazaabu
nti amatabi ganagwa bebakirubi ababana bamafuta ababiri.
That the two branches that took care of the children of the anointing.
You may
see them at the other side.
Amara mafuta ngagara bisibwa mu bikondo
ya taa. Power oil as it appears the lamp stands.
Musisti muyameka yemirundi musango.
Of seven.
Kati amafuta amahala.
Now the other anointing.
Goria amafuta ga geri bo.
The anointing of falling down.
Like you must sink on you,
and that's what you've made out there.
Na ye, omoyo kunogwa Roma goba ita Elisa.
This spirit
of Roman,
when it reaches, it can make all of you fall down.
Wari wobe muga mafuta gabu. Aina mafuta kwa gosu za vesti.
Has the harvesting anointing.
Nane wari omuchu pozi gundi ono mature.
There is this fake God mature.
Ira mujena kwe uonyo vanga dalawane ikanisa wachi
yemu kama
atulogote.
What is it God has saved us?
Yes, he has raised Jesus.
Wabula mungeri yeyi. But in that way,
wagambi kwanti emeo jino msangu vya katonda.
Told that these seven spirits of God
ndala dimaso vya katonda msangu
and the seven eyes of God
bati lukara ujira gira mungeri yejembe.
They usually show them in the form of a horn.
Si jembe liyo msangu.
Not the horn of the shrine.
Akabone la akoku yuwa mafuta.
The sign of pouring the oil, anointing.
We are
going to look at that carefully. What the devil did, he made his 10 horns.
His 10
major fallen angels. Let's first look at the Lord Jesus. The horns, the seven horns.
He
present anointing flowing from the seven spirits. We are in Revelation 5, verse 6. Revelation 5, from verse 6.
Nenda ba wakati wente benevira mwevina, ne wakati wabakade, umana gwendiga, nga imiride, nga fana nange yatiwa, nga alina mayembe musanvu, na masu musanvu, jemeyo musanve jia katonda. Ejitumiwa mu nsizo na.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Alaba horns musanvu.
He sees seven horns.
Na maso musanvu.
Even with seven eyes.
Ekintu kiyongeza ku demonstrate nga kyekinoa.
I try to demonstrate this one here.
Alaba horns musanvu.
He sees seven horns.
Amaso musanvu.
The seven eyes.
Nga jemiwa musanvu jaka.
And they are the seven spirits of God.
Baruzo olaba nga horns waguru.
They are what you see as horns up there.
Osobola okozesa kiri gwali awo.
You can use the other image who is there.
Bati esooka eyegundi eyakamu golden.
The first part shining the golden.
Yalabanga horns.
He sees them appearing like horns.
Lwakuba eyo terina maaso.
Because that one has no eyes. This one has eyes.
Nalaba amaaso.
It's after he sees eyes.
Naye nga kye mbadde ngenda mu maaso n'okutegeeza.
What I spoke not to tell you.
The horns ezo musanvu
zirengera. Seven horns you see there.
Lamps zarengera nga zaka.
That the lamps he has down there.
Nadaka amasawo.
After he saw eyes which are seven. After he saw the seven spirits, there are the seven branches you see. That's the form in which he saw them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But now,
Christ,
the devil made his ten horns, his ten spirits, the major ones. And these are the groups of the fallen angels. And even more than those spirits.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now we must understand the word horn was used in the language of the Bible
to
show the anointing which is poured, or the likeness of how the anointing flows.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Samuel,
for in Samuel,
Samuel
in 1 Samuel
16,
he takes anointing in the horn to pour on King David. Let's read verse 13. Samuel 16 from verse 13. Samuel 16 from verse 13.
Awo Samuel nalyoka ddira ejjembe lya mafuta namufukaka mafuta wakati mu baganda be. Omwoyo gwa Mukama ne gujja ku Daudi n'amaanyi okuva ku lunaku olwo n'okweyongerayo.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus so much.
It is somewhere where God had given a you mama chief.
That when someone got a horn and he put anointing oil in it,
now you put Daudi
and he poured on David.
Abaka Daudi,
King David.
Oh, Romoyo mama na na kora chief.
Then the spirit of the Lord came upon King David.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
So, chenaita mafuta.
What they call anointing?
Kuba kula kuvira ukwa moyo mutuku.
It's to show the presence of the Holy Spirit. But he has shown us that he flows in the seven spirits. Is it not that?
And
that's why they showed him in a mystery of ten horns.
That
the seven eyes of God
and
the seven spirits of God. What the devil did, he did wait all that. He did one thing. He put in place 10 major fallen angels. And they're called the 10 horns on the beast. Don't think the spirit of the devil is there. How is it done?
Friend,
the fallen angels are behind governing all these issues. And that's why they tell you that the beast has 10 horns. Let's go to Revelation 13.
We can
explain the spirit of the devil made by 10 major fallen angels. Revelation 13 from verse
1. Ku musenyu gw'ennyanja nendaba ensolongo eva mu nyanja elina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yeah,
he saw the beast which came from the sea. And it has 10 horns and 7 heads. When we speak of the beast, we mean the kingdom of the devil. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 23
unto 25. Yes,
praise Jesus. But we are explained that this kingdom of the devil, still it's the spirit of the devil.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
To
coming from the many waters, Revelation 17:15 says
that
the many waters you saw, the adulteries and the beast seeds, they are the clans, nations, and languages.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So, now,
this spirit of the devil, the kingdom of the devil,
it's
led by 10 major fallen angels, those known as the 10 horns.
There
are the major spirits used in the kingdom of the devil, the evil major spirits.
It's
the reason why we find ourselves.
If
you've called the spirit of laughter, Hear the spirit of joy, the anointing of harvesting, or the financial anointing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
but in reality, when you look to the seven spirits of God, have you seen the financial spirit there or anointing?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
we have to be careful over that word. I think you couldn't explain the word horn, what it means. It means the spirit.
But
if it's an evil spirit, you must add on an evil spirit. Now the way these are 10 horns is where you're going to be explained of the 10 major fallen angels, and they have their anointing which flows from them after appearing like the one of Christ. In Revelation 13 verse 11, they show that they manifest like that anointing, those horns of the beast, and they appear like the one of Christ, which is to say that these fallen angels, and they appear like the spirit of Christ among the seven spirits.
See
Revelation
13:11.
Revelation 13:11.
Eyalina amayembe abiri agafanana ng'ag'omwana gw'endiga.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Twakitegedde.
We understood it.
Nti Kristo, mukama wafu Yesu.
That Christ the Lord Jesus.
Mukubikulirwa esura eyokutaano.
In Revelation 5.
Munyoro omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Twamulaba n'amayembe ameka musanvu.
We saw him with seven horns.
Nebatugamba.
And he told us.
N'amaaso musanvu.
And even seven eyes.
Nebatunyonyola gy'emyoyo musanvu egyali.
And he explained that the seven spirits of God.
Wabula kati ensolo yasooka n'efekinga abiri.
Now the beast first faked two of them.
Bwe yalabanga tekijja kumalirira.
When he saw it will not be enough. And he said, let's change this 10.
Tugabe mafuta.
And we say it's anointing.
Agestanyo.
Of joy.
Agobuksobozi.
Of the financial anointing.
Tuba tuliawo kuito moyo ni kwambara.
As of there, you call that spirit and it clothes you.
And
you speak.
What
you feel is what you speak out. And you feel that this something has clothed you. And false prophets and the false apostles, those with powers like those, they tell you the minister who has come is having the financial anointing. Having the financial anointing, and when he reaches like that,
you
feel a thing of finances clothing you. You don't get anything per se, but you are in there. They may snatch out every money you are having from you. For church never realized this financial spirit or anointing. They know even nothing. When they say he has the anointing of the
rivalency,
but he has the spirit of Jupiter which put laws there. One of the fallen angels.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So
now we must be very careful. It is said in Zechariah chapter 1 verses
18,
we are going to first see these four. These ones attacked church. They never allow anyone raise their head. Zechariah 1 verse 18.
Nengamba malaika yali ayogera nange nti agomaki. Nanziramu nti gano ge mayembe agasasanya Yuda ne Isirayiri ne Yerusalemu. Mukama nanjolesa abaweesi bana. Nenjogera nti abo bajja kukola ki. Nayogera nti gano ge mayembe agasasanya Yuda. Omuntu n'okuyinza n'okuyimusa n'atayinza kuyimusa mutwe gwe. Naye bano bazze okugasagula.
Praise Jesus.
There
are four fallen angels which appeared. There are four holy angels which appeared.
They
came to hunt these fallen angels who are called horns here.
But
never allowed anyone raise their head.
Whoever
arises wanting to understand God, they beat that person down. Remember on these four horns, two we saw in the fake salvation. One is in the spirit of the counsel which is false, the prophecies which are false. Another, the power which is not good. Now there are other two which don't manifest power. And they have the wisdom which is not rightful. The understanding which is not clear.
And
you are studying things of religion which you don't understand. And they have many books. Different books. And they reject the word of God. But they have different books they join in. They have different terminologies they use out there.
There
is so much into theology and Bible school.
But
the Bible is there. Why don't we rather read the Bible? Those spirits
may be
passed in the things of church and religion. Others, they're not much into miracles and power. But they have teachings they teach. When they tell you they're going to teach you righteousness, they teach you righteousness which never exists. They can even refuse you to bath. And you have to show him all the dirt for you to come out. Others sleep on the mountains. Others on the rocks. Then they are claiming righteousness. The others even teach. Spoken back in 1 Timothy chapter 4. They teach and they pervert the people. He teaches and you think that real. He has taught. Praise Jesus, brethren. They taught us and told us.
Whatever you consider to be sin, it will be sin to you. That one man's meat, it one man's poison.
But if you consider immorality sin, it is sin upon you. But if another believes it's not wrong, it is good to them. That's the righteousness they teach. Now the problem already come. On the 10 horns, on the 10 major fallen angels who make and work on the spirit of the devil, the kingdom of the devil, I tell you, you're going to be surprised of the many spirits. These four, decided to concentrate on touching the church. The six, we shall divide them and you will realize them. Here there is a very big problem.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We have to
be people who are ready to be fighting sin. On the four horns, we saw the two in the false salvation. Now we are going to join on these other two. For these four you see right now, we already saw the two. Those who were there on our topic we covered. We want to show you the other two horns, what they do. Among the 10 major fallen angels, four groups among the 10, they stood to fight specifically the church. The two,
they
pass through powers of darkness, the power which are not good, and the prophecies of the devils. These other two, they pass through teachings which are not right. These ones open religions, let me tell you. And to sample you, they tell us of the two who are in charge of teaching false things. They tell us this in 1 Timothy 4.
1
Timothy 4 from verse 1.
Nayomo yayogera lwatu nti, munaku ez'oluvannyuma, walibawo abaliva mu kukkiriza, nga bawulira emyoyo egikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwaba sitaani.
Owulidde?
Have you heard?
Okuyigiriza kwaba ki?
The teaching of the demons.
Osingana basomesa,
you find them teaching,
nga bagamba ogenda kubeera mulamu ku lusuku lwa Katonda mu nsi,
tell you're going to be alive in the garden of God on this world,
nga ddiini naye eryawo,
it's a religion existing.
Bayakuwa,
the Jehovah's here,
bajulirwa bayakuwa,
they are witnesses, the Jehovah witnesses.
Ankole kuno si kuvuma,
which is reason abusing,
naye yatulokola yatugamba tuli ba ku nsi kuno,
the one who saved us told us we are not of the world.
Yatugamba ni wangwade tulikunsi na etu
kuliba wano. Though we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
Eraba Philip 3:20 negama ni wafu mbukuru.
Philippians 3:20 says our home is in heaven.
Inga washinga nyaba ya kuwa nga bakuikiriza.
When you find Jehovah witness teaching you,
ogenda kubera mulamu usuku lwa
Katonda ku nsi kuno. Live in the garden of God in this world.
Mulimu ne nzikiriza zigambo osoka magombe.
Teachings which say that you first head to hell.
That's
where you'll come and you'll sound in the trumpets.
That's
told the man on the cross.
Let's
meet in the paradise of God.
We
know in the third heaven.
We hear
Moses,
Elijah,
we are taken.
Enoch,
we are taken. All the saints are taken up
there.
But the teachings are hanging
there. There
is also the full gospel. That you first go to hell. That's where you come from.
Adventists,
where do you first go? They too first go to hell.
They
wait for the trumpet and they will get out. But they handle someone and they tell them, the sign of the Lord is the Sabbath.
We are in
Ephesians 4:30.
It says no.
Can you God save you are sealed with the sign of the Lord of the Spirit of God?
Here
God says what in a someone doesn't make them unclean? Like eatings and drinkings. They say no. They insist in the things.
But
out there you may think they are teaching you.
And they have
gotten out of faith.
How can
you shift from faith?
Bible speaks
in Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing by the word of God. And how do you hear? Isaiah
9:13.
It's going to be command by command.
Two,
four commands. Scripture by scripture. Get four scriptures and above. Hear a little, there a little.
What was
first spoken in the Old Testament? Even in the New Testament.
Different
chapters in different books.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I tell you these 10 horns, the 10 major fallen angels leading groups of fallen angels
who
make up the spirit of the devil. Out of them came four and they said we've entered specific on mission of church.
Two
things of post church and religion.
And they took
powers of darkness with the power which is not good.
And the
council which is false, the prophecies,
and the
deciding specifically
the teaching
of the devils and the demons.
And if
you separate yourself, get it wrong. That you're
somewhere teaching,
which is used their teaching, they beat you.
You
come out having further lessons which are not clear. Let me tell you, they can give you a Urim of the word teaching. And they tell you it's a Rema word. Don't search much of it, it's just fallen. And they of righteousness. As if they're teaching. And they claim to be of light. And if you handle their books, they print a book and put an image. When you look at it, they are going to live in the garden of God and the world.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus. Now in Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 11,
no,
2 Corinthians 11, they even humble themselves and they claim to be preachers of righteousness.
I know Pastor Messi Mizimukamba.
He can even teach you a demon, let me tell you. And you see him. He's
saying,
he teaches you demons one by one. Righteousness. The man teaches demons.
But
who did they send in the Bible to teach demons? He was in the shrine. God sent him to teach demons. God has no things to teach within his book. Peter has been a fisherman. Let him teach us skills of fishing.
Tell him,
as you've been fishing, I want you to fish people.
Don't
go there, teach them concerning the fish. And how you used to fight on the sea. The other demons. After it, we got a book here. A man teaching demons wrote that book.
After
evil spirits use you and you abuse things you don't understand. Revelation 6, 1 and 2.
The Antichrist.
Angel on the white horse is the real Antichrist. Next Tuesday, we're going to bring them here and you see.
What
are there are those who abuse the Abaddon.
What
are teachings.
We are
thoughts. Everything is filled with blasphemy. Demons are the ones teaching.
I want to know why we have to go
out. It's very hard to escape there. Because if you can get scriptures, put them in the teachings.
And
this doesn't connect with the other. When you see scriptures and there are many, you say he's a teaching. He has a word in him. Now the explanation is what beats the word. The devils to teach.
In
the fallen angels, two specific groups, which we call two horns, the four we are seeing right now. For in the Torah there are 10. These entered specific in teaching which is false. Teach righteousness.
They can
even tell you in the night, you spend the night repenting as you put your feet in the basin of water.
Let's
read Corinthians and we live here. Second Corinthians 11 from verse 13.
Kubanga abalinga abo bebatuma abobulimba abakozi abobukusa abefananya nga batume ba Kristo.
Between their ministers.
Bible
that they gather them and they teach them as their desires are.
And
those who are visited by fallen angels and they began those religions and beliefs. And when they come, the latter the saints come. They are the saints who are the extreme. There will not be any others who will come. But it's something that when they begin to teach you can be surprised. Are they not going to
Jerusalem in America?
Jerusalem City in America? Are they not the Mammons?
Yes, we are seeing.
When Jesus met them, they came free, those the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they told them, we are going to build New Jerusalem here in America. And they have an entire location there. They are gathering gold, putting it there to build Jerusalem. Those with olden kettles, you bring them, we get some money from them. Those with olden
kettles,
with gold, bring, we have
your
money. You get that money and serve God in reality. They are gathering, take it. They are going to Jerusalem on this earth. Jesus has to come from heaven, come back, reign, besting there. His second coming ends in space, take us in Jerusalem of heaven. Most of the saints are even right there now. According to Hebrews 12:22. All they gather, I think, is for what?
Men
print money in Bermuda Triangle under the ocean. And they print books. They have their religions, but they all connect with each other. And they entered Israel in that thing. Jesus is going to come back, reign right on this earth. They teach and you may think they have taught you.
Second
Corinthians 11:14.
So si kya magero, kubanga ne sitani yefananyanga malaika omusana. Kale, si kitalo, era n'abaweereza be bwefananyanga baweereza b'obutuukirivu.
And when they act as preachers of righteousness, you find evangelists of their gospels.
They clothe very nice.
They humble, and you may say this is righteousness. This world, in it are things.
We
are going to be seeing them. God bless you. We will come here tomorrow in the journey of heaven. It will be 4:30. In the journey of heaven, we see the sixth group of angels, the angels of fire. Come, know that you never call again the fire, you don't know where it comes from. God bless you. Thank you for coming.